Success is experienced when we have gratitude for the inner and outer accomplishments of our life. It does not matter how much or how little we achieve. If we don't jump for joy about it, we won't feel the emotional mileage. Success happens externally, but can only register internally through self-validation. Even those who have acquired millions but don't celebrate themselves for their accomplishments are in reality poverty-stricken. There are many poor, rich people and many rich, poor people. The mark of success is in the soul rather than the bank account. It is good to acquire as much wealth as you can, and hopefully with an open heart, because true wealth is also in sharing. Richness of the inner and outer realm is our God-given birthright. It is important to feel good about all accomplishments, even the small ones. Maximize the minimum, and the minimum will become the maximum. When you have maximum gratitude for your blessings, life gives you more. When you are low in gratitude, life holds back the greater blessings. When we give to those who are grateful, we love to continue giving. When we give to those who are ungrateful, we sometimes stop giving. Giving self credit for accomplishment is equal to loving self. Where there is no self-love, failure prevails. Success is in the I am of the beholder. Self-validation is the salary that you pay yourself for doing your life. It is not kind to work for yourself without pay. Many of us owe ourselves a great amount of back pay. Another way to increase success is by feeling happy for others when we see them moving upward. And those who achieve and abundance receive is that part of me in whom I believe. To resent the successful is to resent success itself, which will block our own success. Let us jump for joy about the blessings of everyone's life, and by the grace of God, ride the wings of success together. Sometimes we think of prosperity as my prosperity, your prosperity, their prosperity, etc. However, just as there is the oneness of the wholeness of being, there is also one great field of abundance, prosperity at large. The oneness of wholeness of prosperity. Each of us utilizes the resources of this great field of abundance based upon our own mastery in the art of success, while at the same time being heir to it all. To claim our inheritance, we must mature in consciousness. Each denomination of money is an access code to every other denomination of money. Every experience of prosperity, small or great, empowers every other experience of prosperity and is empowered by every other experience of prosperity. $1 is a close relative to $1 billion in the family of the frequency of currency. When we realize the power of the oneness of the wholeness of prosperity, $1 can be an access code to $1 billion, just as one cell within the body holds the entire genetic blueprint of the whole body and can recreate the whole body. The idea behind any sum of money is the micro container of all abundance. Each of us lives as a cell within the cellular makeup of every prosperous being in the universe. Therefore, each of us, by extension, is cellular co-creator and co-receiver of all the prosperity that is, was, or ever will be. In order to jumpstart our individual prosperity, let us choose to feel a personal connection to all of the abundance in the universe and sacred pride in our co-creation of this abundance. The effect of prosperity is a manifest reality. However, the cause of prosperity is a non-material, unmanifest reality. All reality begins as an invisible cause. Prosperity begins as an invisible embryo in the womb of our mind. We are pregnant with all the prosperity that we will ever manifest. To ensure that we don't have a miscarriage or abortion of our prosperity, we must appreciate and nurture the invisible embryo of prosperity as much as we would the material prosperity. Then prosperity is born alive. The source of life has impregnated each of us with the seed of infinite worthiness. It is time to claim our birthright of absolute abundance. Letter to my goddess. My sweet woman goddess, I summon you as the personified nectar of goddess at large. We are spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically, sexually, creatively, and economically compatible. I love who we are. In flesh, I have yet to know who you are or where you are. Yet I know that you are. I call you forth. I allow you forth. In the name of every sacred love dance throughout eternity, wherever you are, I send you my love, my support, my peace of mind, my wisdom, my creative juice, my pulse of abundance, and my every empowerment, for I love who you are. Sweet goddess of mine, I have inhaled your essence on the wings of my breath, and we have flown in the land of dreams. Dream awake with me, our togetherness, in flesh and sacred blood, that we may now express our shared life purpose, bringing ascension to all. Let us be the universe finding itself through our joining, loving itself through our joining. Let us be the universe keeping sacred company with itself, feeling safe with itself through our joining. Let us be the universe honoring, empowering, enriching, and perfectly accepting itself through our joining. And let us be the universe standing by itself in the face of any and everything through our joining. The ring of our bond is the circle of eternity, which has no ending. We are the microcosm of the celestial marriage of God, Goddess, the macrocosm. I, the man God, with all the passion of heaven, call you forth, allow you forth, my woman Goddess, come swiftly unto me. Our time is now. The universe has called our name. I love you and dream you awake into my life. Thank you for coming with nectar dripping from heaven. Astarius Miraculi. Give life. Let us give life to two birds with one breath. Let's expand the wings of God and conquer the illusion called death. If we affirm evil within our brother, we tell the story of our own. Do you know we break majestic flight and kill two birds with one stone? What's seen in others is a mirror, showing forth our own reflection. If all we see is ugliness, there is a need for self-inspection. Be careful not to cast the stone, else one of the birds you'll kill is you. If you can't see the highest in another, it dies within you too. Look for the best within all beings. Lift them up, don't let them fall. Give unto them a pair of wings, then fly away, you, them, and all. See God within all beings, deny evil, ignorance, and death, and forevermore give life to two birds with only one breath. The sacred instant is a moment of eternal remembrance when the eyes of life look upon all and see the timeless face of innocence. The sacred instant is true perfection, which is the perfect acceptance of all beings and circumstances. The sacred instant allows the presence of all reality and knows no such thing as illusion. The sacred instant is our coming home to Source and taking our place among the ascended host of angels and masters, even among God, Goddess Absolute. Welcome home, beloved.